Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Welcome. It's so good to be with you all this evening. Every time we get together, we anticipate the inevitable, supernatural intervention of God. Amen. Every time we get together, we don't know what He is going to do, but He can do something supernatural for you. Even tonight in this place, the question is, when you arrive here, how do you come? Do you come hungry? Do you come thirsty? Do you come desiring an encounter with God? If you come here like the woman with the issue of blood, if you come like the lepers who cry out for a touch from God, anything can happen. Amen. Anything can happen. Amen. While I was preparing for this message, there was just one thing that kept coming to me. You know, this is a church, and there's people in this church that have been here for quite a long time now, and God has done some amazing things in your life. But even as you've been here, the enemy has come and tried to do all kinds of things against you. That's kind of what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I heard Pastor Mike preach that so eloquently earlier on. Amen. Don't you guys just love Pastor Mike? He's okay. Amen. But, you know, one thing just kept coming to me the whole time. And I'm not going to tell you what that is yet because I'll kind of spoil the party. Amen. But we'll get to that in just a minute. But I want to go to a story in the Bible that I believe is so important for us right now. So tonight I'm going to be giving you a message which is prophetic. In other words, I'm going to be giving you a message that God is speaking to you and I right now. The Old Testament is a type and shadow of what God is wanting to do now. So we take things that take place in the Old Testament and we apply them to what He's wanting to do in our lives right now. Now God has a prophetic sequence of what He wants to do with His timeline. What you may not even realize is that the majority of the time while Jesus is speaking, He speaks first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. So many of His words, although hard to understand, He's actually addressing the Jews. But at the same time, addressing the Gentiles. But always the prophetic sequence of events of what God desires to do on this planet is busy taking place. Amen. What you don't realize is that you play an important role when it comes to fulfilling God's prophetic sequence, what He wants to do. I don't know about you, but I know I don't want to be like the children of Israel. When God can take me to the promised land to fulfill destiny and purpose, I don't want to be in the wilderness for 40 years or for 1,000 years or for 2,000 years. How many of you know if we take a hold of what God wants to do, if we believe His word, if we believe what He says about us, we become a bride without spot or blemish, and the enemy has no option but to surrender. Amen. So there are people here that feel like you've been in a little bit of a drought. Amen. So I'm going to be going to a story and we're going to go to the book of Joel. Now the book of Joel, it's interesting because the book of Joel is a prophet. He's a prophet and he's going to be prophesying to the children of Israel. But really, it's not really the children of Israel. It's actually the tribe of Judah. There were two tribes. There was a split. The one's the northern tribe and then the tribe of Judah. So Israel became the northern tribe and then the tribe of Judah was there as well. Amen. So we see him primarily prophesying to the tribe of Judah. Now, what you must understand is what he's about to share with us is actually busy taking place at that moment. Most of the scholars agree that this should have been more or less around the time of 834 BC, before Christ, more or less, because at the same time that this word gets released and that he prophesies this, there's a very evil queen that is busy, that is in control, that is affecting the children of Israel or the children of Judah. And what's busy happening is this woman, her name was Athaliah. Now, many of you will remember at the beginning of the year on our New Year's Eve service, I believe it was, I spoke to you about Athaliah. Who is Athaliah? Athaliah was a very evil queen. She was Ahab's daughter. Most scholars agree that she's the daughter of Jezebel. So she doesn't have very good blood. In fact, when it speaks of Ahab, Ahab's father was evil, but when it gets to Ahab, it speaks about no other king had done evil like Ahab. So we see a worship, an idol worship, and a leadership that leads the people into turning away from God. So how many of you know that when that happens, God doesn't like it very much? So he addresses them with a plague that is quite a vicious plague. Now I want to read to you what takes place. Let's go to Joel 1, verse number 1. Now please understand, I'm not saying that's exactly the timeline, but from what we've studied and what the scholars say, that it's somewhere around there. So it's either towards the end of her reign or just after her reign or during her reign that we believe the prophet Joel prophesied this stuff. Amen. Joel 1, verse number 1. Now this is what's taking place, because you see what he's saying. Listen to what he says. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days? See, it's busy happening. What's busy taking place? Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. In other words, you need to tell your kids about what happened when you turned from God and you began to worship idols, when you turned from God and you didn't do what he told you to do, when you stepped out of destiny, when you started following the things of this world instead of following God. There are people sitting in this place. God has encountered you with his power, with his love. He has changed you. He touched your children. He healed you from cancer. But you decided that you were not going to obey, that you were going to turn away from him. And when you turned away from him, all of a sudden it felt like there was a plague that hit your house and everything just seemed to go wrong. That's why he says, tell your children. If you think for 1 second that repentance is not a New Testament principle, you are wrong. Because repentance, we live repentance. We live a lifestyle of repentance. Every day I get up. Listen, when I go to God, Father, when I start praying, immediately I think, I shouldn't have said that. Lord Jesus, please, just forgive me, Father, for anything that could separate us. If I've grieved you, Holy Spirit, if I've hurt you in any way, Lord, take it away from me. I don't want it in my life. Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want your presence in my room when I pray. If there's anything, take it away from me. That's relationship. Amen. I've taught you guys this so many times, but there's 3 people that have to hear this, so you have to hear it again. Amen. Instead of waking up in the morning, walking in your room and going, well, you know, God, you know, I'm so thankful that I don't have to repent ever again. Yes, repentance is available to you. And the blood is sufficient for you. And it takes away your sins. Listen, I'm going to show you what God does with this generation in the Old Testament without the blood of Jesus. How much more for us that have access to the blood of Jesus. We have righteousness because of the blood of Jesus. So even though we sin, we are still righteous. This is something that so many people struggle to understand. You are still righteous, even though you mess up. But the process of sanctification means that I walk my salvation out. In other words, I stay in relationship with God. When I mess up, I go to him and say, Father, forgive me. And then we keep going. Then I don't stay in that place. Amen. Tell your children about it. Verse number 3. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. I think this is important. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Listen, things are bad for the children of Israel at this moment. Things are so bad. When a plague of locusts comes like this, they lay eggs. Those eggs have babies and then more babies and more eggs and more babies. All the crops get eaten. All the ground gets eaten. There's nothing for the cattle to eat. Everything dies. How many of you have been in a spiritual place where you feel like everything has died? Like you have no encounter with God anymore. Like you're not encountering His presence. Like for some reason everything's just going wrong. It seems as though you're in a spiritual drought. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine. For it has been cut off from your mouths. For a nation has come up against my land strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has striped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who ministered to the Lord. The field is wasted. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up. The oil fails. The oil fails. The wine dries up. Listen, it's in this New Testament, in this new time, it kind of represents a stopping or a stop of the flow of the Spirit almost. It's like when the oil dries up, there's no more presence. There's no more anointing. Yes, you're still a child of God, but you're in a dry place. Feel like you're busy in a place where the locusts have come and devoured everything around you. It feels like you have no more destiny. It feels like you have no more purpose. It feels like everything's just gone dry. There's nothing. Have you ever been in that place? Thank you, all 7 of you. Amen. Number 11. Amen. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up. The fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree also, the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. Listen, it's bad. There's no more fruit being produced. Your spiritual walk has just dried up. Everything just seems to be going wrong. This is what happens when we just turn away from God, when we don't listen to His voice, when we don't obey His voice, when we start walking in the things of this world and we turn away from Him and His ways. Amen. So He tells the people to turn. If you read on, it's too much. I can't read it all. He tells the people to turn, to repent from doing all of this stuff, right? And He warns them that if they don't repent, that there will be an army that will come and actually destroy them. And this army is organized. And this army is disciplined. And after He shares this with them, He begins to prophesy to them. Now watch. Are you guys okay? Amen. Let's go to Joel 2. We'll pick it up in verse number 18. If you're depressed now, if I carried on reading, you'd be like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Amen. You're okay. Everybody say, I'm okay. Don't worry, it's going to get really good in about 45 minutes to an hour. Amen. Joel 2:18. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. In other words, listen, God will have mercy on us when we make a decision to turn back to him, when we make a decision to worship him, when we make a decision to turn from disobeying what he told us to do. Because sometimes it may not even be sin. You may just have not listened. And it's not that you're like now in such a bad place, but you feel that dryness that I'm talking about. Does it make sense, guys? I'm speaking prophetically to you. Is that okay? He gives us mercy. The fact of the matter is, I don't know if you've realized by now, but God is far more than a God of second chances. He gives you a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh and an eighth and a ninth chance. He's the God of mercy. He's the God of love. He's the God of grace. He gives you grace. He gives you mercy. If you choose in your moment right now to turn back to him, it will change. Amen. Amen. See, now he's told them to repent. He's told them to turn. Look at verse 19. The Lord will answer. The Lord will answer. The reality is when you cry out to him, he will give you mercy and he will answer you. He will answer your prayer. He will answer your cry to him and say to his people, now watch, behold, I send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. Listen, immediately he starts by saying, I will once again bless you. He speaks of oil once again. In other words, once again, he's saying, I will anoint you again. I will give you a flow again. You will be back in my presence. Things will be restored. I don't hold a grudge. When you come and repent, I turn towards you. My mercy is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Immediately, he gives you grace. He gives you mercy. And he anoints you once again. Listen, that's how God works. He is a good God. He is a kind God. He is a loving God. Amen. And you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him away into the barren and desolate land with his face towards the eastern sea and his back towards the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. Listen, when you turn back to God, the very enemy that has been coming against you, that has tried to stop you from fulfilling your destiny and your purpose, the very enemy that comes against you, the Lord will drive him away. I taught you this morning the power of worship. If you make a decision to turn back to God, to serve God in every area of your life and surrender yourself to him and begin to worship him, when you do that, he drives the enemy away from you. He sends the enemy out from you. Can you say amen? Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the fields, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Look at how God begins to do something. What is he doing? He's restoring. He's busy restoring. When you make a comeback, church, you don't go down, you go back up. When you make a comeback, you don't lose what you had. You begin to go even higher than you did when you fell. When you make a comeback, you don't take a step back. You make a comeback. You go all the way. You keep moving forward. In the name of Jesus, amen. Watch what he says. Be glad then. you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Now you need to understand, I'm speaking prophetically to you. Many of you in this place, God has been speaking to you. You've already repented. You've already turned back to Him. You've already started worshiping. Your life has already begun to change. Don't think I'm trying to get you to repent again. What I'm trying to tell you is, thus saith the Lord to you tonight in this place, that many of you need to be restored. You feel like there are things that the enemy stole from you, that you won't be able to make back that time that you lost. Well, I'm here to tell you this evening that He is the God of restoration. He will restore. Watch what He says. Watch what He says. Then be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He has given you the former, what you had, the former rain, what was already poured out on your life. You will have it again. You will have it again. It's yours. The enemy will give it back to you. He can't keep it. When you cry out to God and you say, Lord, I come back to you. I repent of my wicked ways. I repent for not listening to you. I'm turning back to you. When you do that, He gives you back the former rain. But that's not all. And He will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain. So you will get a double portion. You will get a double portion. You in this place, I prophesy to you tonight that you will get a double portion. The enemy will pay you back what he stole from you. The former and the latter rain. It is your portion tonight in this place. In the name of Jesus, can somebody say, I receive it? Can somebody say, I take it? Can somebody say, that's for me? Can somebody say, I've made a decision to serve Him with all of my heart? And tonight I receive restoration. I receive healing. I'm not taking a step back. The enemy tried to hold me back in a step back. But tonight I'm taking a step forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You can sit down. Amen. Amen. Somebody in this place. Somebody say, the rain is coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming in my life. The rain is coming in my family. The rain is coming in my business. The rain is coming in my ministry. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. Let's sing it. The rain is coming.
The rain is coming.
Let's sing it tonight.
The rain is coming. The rain is coming.
Yes.
The rain is coming.
The rain is coming.
The rain is coming.
Sing it. Shout of praise in this place. He will restore. The rain is coming. Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. There is an overflow. Do not look at your sins and your mistakes and your failures. Know that if you turn to God, if you make a decision to follow Him, There is an overflow for you. An overflow of new wine. A new wine, the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the new wine, the new inpouring, the fresh filling of the one Holy Spirit. There will be a new wine. There will be a fresh oil that will come upon you from heaven. And there will be an overflow for you, says the Lord. There will be an overflow for you in this house. For you have been faithful, says the Lord. You have cried out for me, to me. You have cried out to me. You have come before me. You have taken the words that have been declared of this platform, says God. For you have come and you have obeyed. And you have placed the armor of God on you, says God. And you have come as kings and priests unto me. And the Lord says, your sacrifice has come up before me, says God. And I will restore. I will make the enemy pay you back, says God. Ye will pay you back. Even in this night, there will be breakthrough. There will be breakthrough. There will be restoration. There will be healing. There will be mending. The Lord says, tonight, I am making all things new. Tonight, I am restoring in the name of Jesus. Let's give him a shout. Come on. Now we're getting to our main verse. Verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dwelt wondrously with you, has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight, church, in this place. For there are people in this place tonight, and you have felt like you will not be able to get up. You have felt that you will not be able to be restored. Well, I want to tell you tonight, that is a lie from the enemy. For you will be restored. Not only will you be restored, but there will be overflow for you, says the Lord. There will be overflow. There will be abundance. Tonight, destiny is being restored. Tonight, healing is coming to somebody. Tonight, someone's going to get rid of that depression that's been holding you back. Tonight, you're going to get your voice back. Tonight, you're going to get that sound back. Tonight, that anointing that you felt you lost, it comes back tonight in Jesus' name. Can somebody say, this is my word. This is my word. This is for me. Come on, somebody lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and begin to worship. Begin to worship. Begin to worship in this place. He will restore. He will restore. He will restore tonight in this place. What the swarming locust stole. What every attack of the enemy. The Lord makes it clear in this scripture that not one thing that has been taken from you will not be restored. I declare and decree tonight in this place, over this congregation and all those watching online, I set myself in agreement with you tonight. This word, I declare it over you. You will be restored now in Jesus' name. Now, 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 take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it now. Take it now. The presence of God is here. The glory and the presence of God is here tonight. Take your miracle. Take your restoration. Take your healing. Someone's getting healed right now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. The enemy lied to you. He told you your children would never be restored. Well, I speak restoration over your children tonight in this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take it now. Take it now, church. He's a supernatural God. If you're not used to this, just reach out, lift your hands and say, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, you are my King of kings and Lord of lords. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Restore me, Lord. The years I've lost, restore me. Restore me, restore me. If that's you, just lift your hands. Just lift your hands and worship. Worship, worship, worship. Oh, the devil must flee when we worship. He can't hang around when we worship. He doesn't like to be around us when we worship our God. He doesn't like it. Somebody worship. Somebody worship. Somebody lift your voices. Somebody cry out to Him tonight. Yes, Lord, we worship You. Lord, we worship You. We honor You tonight, Father. Lord, restore us tonight. Heal us tonight. Deliver us tonight, Father. Yes, Lord. Ministries are being restored tonight. Destiny is being restored tonight. Yes, in this place, Your voice. Again, I declare to you, Your voice. The enemy tried to steal Your voice. He tried to take Your voice out. But God says, I'm restoring Your voice. Yes, that's for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 You're so good, Lord. You're so good. We want to worship You. You're so good to us. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Let's worship You. Just lift your hands up. Restoration is yours. I declare it tonight and decree it in this place. Restoration is yours. The enemy will pay you back tonight in the name of Jesus. This word is your word, church. Take this word tonight. Now, can somebody in this place give a shout of praise like you have your breakthrough? Can somebody in this place hear? Father, tonight in this place, we are so thankful, Lord, for what You are doing. Lord, all we need to do is speak Your word, for the power is in Your word, Lord. It changes us, it transforms us. When we get a word from You, Lord, Tonight, I pray that not one word that has been spoken over these people will fall to the ground. But Father, that you will make it come to pass, that it will be so in their lives, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we give you thanks, and we give you praise, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. There is no God like our God. All the glory is yours, Lord. All the honor is yours. And I give you thanks for it tonight, Lord, in this place, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray that we will not leave the same, that the word will change us. It will change us. It will transform us. It will change our minds in Jesus' name. And we give you thanks for it. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the communion with the Spirit be with every one of you as you leave this place tonight. Go in the peace of God. Go with the restoration of God in your life. You will not be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.